Chapter 3. Then Solomon began to build the house of the Lord at Jerusalem on Mount Moriah, where the Lord appeared to David his father, which he made ready in the place that David had appointed, in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. He began to build in the second day of the second month, in the fourth year of his reign. Now these are the foundations which Solomon laid for the building of the house of God. The length by cubits after the first measure was 60 cubits, and the breadth 20 cubits. The porch that was before the house, the length of it, according to the breadth of the house, was 20 cubits, and the height 120, and he overlaid it within with pure gold. The greater house, he made a ceiling with fir wood, which he overlaid with fine gold, and ornamented it with palm trees and chains. He garnished the house with precious stones for beauty, and the gold was gold of Parvaim. He overlaid also the house, the beams, the thresholds, and the walls, and the doors with gold, and engraved cherubim on the walls. He made the most holy house. The length of it according to the breadth of the house was 20 cubits, and the breadth of it was 20 cubits, and he overlaid it with fine gold, amounting to 600 talents. The weight of the nails was 50 shekels of gold. He overlaid the upper chambers with gold. In the most holy house he made two cherubim of image work, and they overlaid them with gold. The wings of the cherubim were 20 cubits long. The wing of the one cherub was 5 cubits, reaching to the wall of the house, and the other wing was likewise 5 cubits, reaching to the wing of the other cherub. The wing of the other cherub was 5 cubits, reaching to the wall of the house, and the other wing was 5 cubits also, joining to the wing of the other cherub. The wings of these cherubim spread themselves forth 20 cubits, and they stood on their feet, and their faces were toward the house. He made the veil of blue and purple and crimson and fine linen, and ornamented it with cherubim. Also he made before the house two pillars of 35 cubits high, and the capital that was on the top of each of them was 5 cubits. He made chains in the oracle, and put them on the tops of the pillars, and he made 100 pomegranates, and put them on the chains. He set up the pillars before the temple, one on the right hand and the other on the left, and called the name of that one on the right hand Jachin, and the name of that on the left Boaz.